的确我们很少听到哈利路亚阿们的歌声，我不知道是我们害羞不敢唱哈利路亚呢，还是根本就不知道我们要借着这个歌声来赞美我们的主，我们的神。
It seems that we seldom hear the expression hallelujah. I don't know whether or not is it because we are shy to express it, or it is because we don't know that we should praise the Lord as much as we can.
几个月前我跟刘长老谈到，我若是到这里来讲道的话，要讲什么题目
？Several months ago, I discussed with Alex, Elder Liu, that if I comes to a church to preach, what topic should I preach about?
他说最近我去一个聚会，讲了一篇道，就是讲到这个侍奉的人应该要注意些什么事。
Recently, I gave a sermon on what important things that someone who serves the Lord should pay attention to.
当他提到那个侍奉主的那一位。门徒的时候，他充满了喜乐。
Also, it's someone else who gave the sermon, and when he mentioned that disciple who devoted his efforts to serving the Lord, and he's full of joy.
他说：“我喜欢讲人物。”
He said, "I like to."Talk about Bible characters.
所以我就很高兴的回答他，我说我也喜欢人物。
And I responded happily that I too like to talk about Bible characters.
我很喜欢讲使徒保罗的这个故事。
And I like to talk about particularly Apostle Paul.
假如神允许的话，我准备在此地要讲保罗的侍奉有五次。
If God willing, I'm prepared to speak about Paul's in a series of five sermons.
今天是第二次。
Today is a number two of the series.
上一次我们讲到使徒保罗他具备的一些特殊的条件。
Last time, number one, we talked about the certain qualities that Apostle Paul possessed when he served the Lord.
第一个最重要的条件就是他清楚正确的认识了自己。
The firstAnd very important quality that he had, or which makes him qualified to be God's servant, is that he had a very correct, accurate understanding of himself as a person.
今天很多侍奉神的人，他们并不真正的认识自己。
Nowadays, many God's servants, they really don't.Truly understand themselves.
使徒保罗他侍奉了主之后，他清楚地知道自己是一个什么样子的人物。
After Apostle Paul was saved, he realized very clearly what kind of person he was.
他觉得自己是一个罪魁。
He saw himself as the worst of all sinners.
弟兄姊妹，当我们认识神的时候，第一件事情，我要清楚地认识自己是个罪魁。
Brothers and sisters, first and foremost, we need to understand that we are the worst of all sinners when we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天很多基督徒都不愿承认自己有罪。
Nowadays, many Christians are not willing to admit that we are sinners or we have sinned.
保罗认识了主之后，第一件事情，他认清了自己是个最大的一个罪人。
After Paul knew the Lord, the first thing is that he saw himself clearly that he was the worst of all sinners.
他觉得自己不配做主耶稣基督的奴隶。
He thinks that he is not worthy of he's only worthy of being a slave of Jesus Christ.
我们今天侍奉主的人觉得自己有一个相当高的地位。
On the other hand, it seems that nowadays many of God's servants think that they are of in a very high position.
但是使徒保罗他认识了主之后，他说我真正的只配做主耶稣基督的奴隶。
In contrast, Paul, when he got to know Jesus Christ, he realized that he was worthy of only being a slave of Jesus Christ.
他承认自己在同工里头是最卑微的一个人。
He also saw clearly that he is the lowest among all his co-workers.
他承认自己原来一无所有，一切都是主的恩典。
He also knew clearly that originally he had nothing, and all that he had came from the Lord.
所以我们看到使徒保罗得救是不简单的一件事情。
So we should know that it's not a simple thing that Apostle Paul could be saved.
他先认清了自己。
Because he first had a clear understanding, correct understanding of himself as a person.
今天多半的基督徒不认清自己。
And in contrast, many Christians today do not know themselves as a person.
把自己看得过高。
They seem to think too highly of themselves.
所以我上一次跟弟兄姊妹们开宗明义讲到保罗，就是讲到首先他先发现自己是一个最大的一个罪人。
So last time I opened my sermon with the teaching that first of all Paul understood that he was the worst of all sinners in the world.
那么今天我要跟弟兄姊妹讲到保罗的第二个特有的条件。
And today I intend to focus on the second quality that is very special of Paul.
我们看一下加勒太书第三章啊第二章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信上帝的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 20, and this is the NIV version. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我不废掉上帝的恩义, 若是借着律法得的, 基督就是徒然死了。
Verse 21, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
所以他在强调一件事情, 就是现在的我之所以是这个样子, 都是因为主耶稣基督为我死了。
So Paul is here emphasizing one thing, that is, I become the person that I have become now. This is all because of Christ who died for me.
我们都知道在英国的历史上有一个很有名的基督徒,他的名字叫 Charles Wesley.
We all know that in British history, there's a very famous Christian whose name is Charles Wesley.
他很会写诗。
He was a good poet.
他的
Him.
啊, okay. Yeah. 这个 John Wesley 是他的这个哥哥，差不多 John Wesley 在布道的时候所唱的诗歌，多半都是 Charles 写的。So
John Wesley is his elder brother, and when John Wesley preached, almost all the hymns that were originally composed. By Charles Wesley.
Charles Wesley, 他读到这个加勒太书第二章二十节，他说是现在活着的，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。When
Charles Wesley read this verse, this particular verse. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. He's very much moved.
我们现在发现，大部分的基督徒，信了主，跟不信主，没有两样。What
we see today, however, is that many Christians who are not very different between the time before they believed in Christ and after they believed in Christ.
他们从来不知道现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。They
do not know that, as Paul said here, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
你假如是基督徒，你已经不再 是从前的你。
So if you are a Christian, you are no longer you as before.
从前的你已经跟主耶稣一同在十字架上死了。The
you before you believed in Jesus Christ already died with Christ.
你从前喜欢发脾气，现在你没脾气了。For
instance, you might have been easy to lose temper before you knew Jesus Christ, but not anymore.
从前你没有关心过你的弟兄姊妹，如今你开始觉得你要爱他们。
Before you knew Christ, you didn't care about your brothers and sisters. But after you knew Christ, you now know that you should care about them.
那么今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们谈到保罗的第二个条件。Today
I'm going to talk to you about Paul's second quality as God's servant.
就是 他的一切都是基督。
That is all, for him, all is Christ, and for Christ.
所以刚才我们读的，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
As is said in verse 20, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
哥林多前书第二章第一节第二节告诉我们一件事情。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
这几节圣经我们应该很熟的。
We should already be familiar with these verses.
这是弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传上帝的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. Verse 2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
基督跟十字架是保罗对哥林多教会唯一的信息。
Jesus Christ and the cross are the only message that Apostle Paul gave the church, the Corinthian church.
我们听了很多讲员，他们讲来讲去都讲一些世界上的事情，听起来很入耳。
Many preachers nowadays may just talk about things in this world, although they seems very appealing to the listeners.
他们很少讲基督。
They seldom speak about Christ.
更很少讲他的十字架。
Much less his cross.
所以教会里的一个个都是可以说是这个英雄好汉一样的、这个每个人都有很大的本事。
So the result is that many members in churches seems to think very highly of themselves, think that themselves are very competent and able and capable of many things.
而使徒保罗他抓住了一点，就是对我来说，我的信息只有基督跟他的十字架。
While on the other hand, Apostle Paul has grasped only one point, that is Jesus Christ and his cross.
那刚才我们在腓立比书那里又说到，我活着就是基督。
In Philippians, we have, I live for Christ.
他的意思就是，他的生命跟生活的中心就是基督。
What he means is that the center of his life, or physical life or spiritual life, is Christ.
基督是保罗一切行为的动机。
Christ is the motivation or the driving force behind all Paul's actions.
是他生活跟侍奉的目的。
Is the purpose of his life and his service.
也是他智慧能力的源头。
And is the source of his ability and the power and the strength.
对保罗来说， 所有的一切都是基督。
As far as Paul himself is concerned, all is about Christ.
我们要看一看腓立比书第三章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第四到第八节。
Verses 4 to 8.
这是很重要的一段经文。
This is a very important Bible passage.
这是保罗讲到他从前是什么样子的人。
Paul, here, is talking about, what he was like before he knew Christ.
他在认识主耶稣之前，他追求的是什么？他看重的是什么？他夸耀的又是什么？
Here Paul is talking about before he knew Christ, what he pursued, what he paid attention to, and what, he bragged about.
这是弟兄们，也许我从第四节开始读好了。其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠作了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是毕婆教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Chapter 3, verse 4. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him.
所以在这里使徒保罗他讲到他在认识主耶稣基督以前追求些什么，看重些什么，夸耀一些什么。
So here, Paul, is saying that before he knew Christ, what he pursued, what he valued, and what he, bragged about.
那些东西自从认识了主耶稣以后都被他看作像粪土一样的。
But after, he knew Christ, all those things, were now considered by him, or regarded as rubbish.
他并不是说从前自己所追求的那些都是些坏东西。
He's not saying that before he knew Christ, all he pursued, were bad things. He's not saying that.
他只不过讲那些从前他所追求所看重的跟认识主耶稣来相比就一无价值了。
What he's actually saying is that all those things that he pursued, he valued before, he knew Christ. Now after he, knew Christ, just cannot compare with Jesus Christ. To him, they become of no value and importance.
还有一点, 这一点很重要, 就是什么? 他从前所看重, 所追求的那些东西, 都可能成为 他亲近基督的阻碍。
There is yet another very important point. All those things that he valued before, after he knew Christ, could become an obstacle between him and the Christ.
从前你是看重地位、金钱、荣耀这一类的东西。
Formerly, he considered money, wealth, social position, reputation, and so on, important.
对一个基督徒来讲, 这许许多多的东西都可以成为我亲近主耶稣基督的障碍。
For a Christian, all these things could become obstacles to us drawing near to the Lord.
在七节跟八节这里都有一个字。
In verse 7 and verse 8, there is a word.
中文把它翻译成当作。
Chinese translation is 当作,
or regard as. 我现在因基督都当作有损的。 然后第八节, 我也将万事当作有损的。
So in verse 7 and verse 8, in Chinese translations, we have the word 当作, which means regardless or consider or treat as.
因为在中文翻译成当作, 在原文, 它的意思是什么? 计算, 评估。
However, the original, in the original language, it is actually count or calculate.
保罗就是在讲, 他估计所有一切事物的价值 都不能够跟认识基督相比。
So, what Paul here is saying that all things in his estimation are just cannot compare with knowing Jesus Christ. Knowing Jesus Christ is by far the best.
所以他在第八节里头，他说：“我估计所有一切事物的价值都不能够跟认识基督相比。” 所以什么？他宁愿丢弃一切，视如粪土。
So in verse 8, he's saying, "What's more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, and that I may gain Christ."
在第八节里头讲到。 我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，这个认识是什么意思？
In verse 8, we have a word, know.
并不是讲到有关基督的知识。
Here, knowing Christ Jesus does not refer to knowledge about Jesus Christ.
乃是讲到跟主耶稣基督 在您里面亲密的交通生命中的经历。
Rather, it refers to an intimate communion or interaction between him and Jesus Christ in spirit.
保罗说,我现在将万事当作有损的。
Here, Paul says, I have lost all things.
我相信保罗所谓的万事是有三方面的。
I believe here, Paul has three things in three categories in mind when he says quote unquote all things.
第一，讲到物质方面的。
The first is materialistic, has to do with
讲到一切的财物。
It refers to all materialistic possessions.
固然是世人所重视，恐怕不是保罗当年所追求的。
These are the things that people in the world value, but this is not the things that Paul pursued.
那么还有第二类是执着那些没有实体的东西。
The second category includes those things which are not, which do not have a tangible form, which does not have a physical substance.
比如一个人的名誉、地位跟遗传。
For instance, one's fame or reputation or social position or traditions.
这些东西对一个知识分子可能被第一类物质方面的东西更有吸引力。
Perhaps the things that classified in the second category appeals to many intellectuals.
也更难把他们丢弃。
But Paul has discarded all of these things.
可是保罗从前看中这些，如今他都看为粪土。
So for intellectuals, they may value these things highly, but Paul also rejected these things, consider them useless and worthless.
还有第三方面就是讲到在侍奉上面的成就。
And the third category is one's achievements in his or her service to God.
这个是我们侍奉主的人最难丢弃的东西。
And this this is very hard for those who serve God to reject or to refuse to take.
对我们的诱惑也最大。
And these things under this category usually are very tempting to God's servants.
这些包括我们德行方面的清高。
This include our noble character,
树林知识的丰富,
our rich spiritual knowledge,
侍奉方面的成就,
achievements in our service to God.
这些常常不知不觉成为我们的偶像。
Very often these things in a unconsciously or imperceptibly becomes our idols.
取代了基督在我们生命跟生活里头的地位。
And replace Jesus Christ in our life.
可是这些保罗也把它当作粪土一样的丢弃了。
And Paul also regarded this as rubbish.
所以我们发现保罗待人接物的原则是只看基督。
So we know Jesus Christ is the guiding principles for Paul in his behavior, in his actions, and in his way of dealing with things in the world.
他奔走天路的秘诀还是只看基督。
And when Paul walked on his journey, spiritual journey, what he set his eyes on is Christ and Christ only.
腓立比书三章十四节讲到，他是向着标杆之跑，那标杆是基督的教训，基督的榜样。
In Philippians chapter 3, the same chapter, verse 14, Paul says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize. This goal is Christ.
保罗是一个向基督完全尽忠的仆人。
Paul gave everything that he had to Christ.
是一个值得信徒爱慕学习的榜样。
He's worthy for us to admire, to adore, and to model after.
我这一篇信息的用意并不是盼望人人都要做保罗。
The main reason for me to give this sermon is that it's not that I hope every one of us can become Paul or like Paul.
我只觉得这么样子一个美好的见证。
It's just that I feel such a good, a beautiful testimony as demonstrated by Paul.
能够催促我们对如今世界上的事物跟主耶稣基督的宝贵重新估价。
Can urge us to reassess the value, the true value of Jesus Christ and the true value of the things in the world.
今天许多基督徒拼命地追求世界上的事物。
Nowadays, many Christians go after things in the world.
那钱财地位都不要讲了。
Money, wealth, or social position.
就是社会上人群中的那种荣誉，对我们也是十分的这个诱惑。
So, material positions, social positions, and so on, can harm our spiritual growth. Also, our glory in people can also do harm to our spiritual growth and maturity.
已经信了耶稣，还在追求世界上的事物的基督徒，应该好好的反省。
I hope those Christians who believed in Christ but who are still pursuing things in the world, they should examine themselves.
我们对于主耶稣基督的宝贵，应该要重新估价。
We should reevaluate the true value of Jesus Christ in our life.
最后我要读两节经文，这个是保罗心胸的一个写照。
To conclude today's message, I'm going to read two verses.
在诗篇73篇。
Psalms 73, 25, 26,
这两节
verses 25 and 26, that these two verses accurately portray Paul as God's servant. Psalms 70.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但上帝是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail.But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
能够真正的欣赏这两节经文的是有福气的基督徒。
Those are blessed who can really appreciate these two passages.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主为了今天你的话语感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your word today.
使徒保罗他一生只看上基督耶稣是他的主，是他的一切。
All Apostle Paul valued in his whole lifetime was Jesus Christ, his Lord.
盼望我们也能像保罗一样的知道有主是最大的福气。
May we all be like Apostle Paul in knowing that having Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing that we can ever have in this world.
让我们不要忘记保罗在不认识主之前的一切，如今他都看为粪土。
And help us bear it in mind that all things that Paul valued before he knew Christ, after he became, he knew Christ, he treated them as rubbish, as waste stuff of you, nothing.
因为他看重主耶稣基督为至宝。
Because he valued Jesus Christ more than anything else.
让我们也能够看到这一位至宝。
Let us also help us also see Jesus Christ being the most precious thing that we can have on earth.
保守我们的弟兄姊妹。
Watch our brothers and sisters. Watch over our brothers and sisters.
让他们都能够看到耶稣基督是我们的至宝。
So that they all know that Jesus Christ is the most precious.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.